Our Lives Matter, a review. Rob G. Kelly's new work of poetry screams from its cover, Our Lives Matter. In an era of the black youth movement, often termed Black Lives Matter by the corporate press, and in fact formally named the Movement for Black Lives, this work seems especially written for them, for many of the motivating factors that drove black youth into the streets with fevered protest and the often fragile demonstrations fraught with danger. Here I want to recall the Ferguson example, where men, women, and children were confronting cops armed with weapons of war. They echo here with the names of Mike Brown, Rekia Boyd, Freddie Gray, and are the stuff and meat of poems, hymns to the dead. Kelly's poems are prayers written on paper and cast into the winds of fate like kites or chicks tossed from the steel nest of prison. He shares his pain, his dreams, his visions, and his hopes in these poems, which are as interesting as they are inventive. Imagine how he teases and caresses words in a poem with the surprising title, Tonight I Date the Rain. Kelly is a sober young man who has spent enough time in the bowels of prison to feel and express not just his longing, but his highest, most sacred hopes, a way of living for Africans in America. He often uses the term Nubians, without the ever-present sense of dread. Divided into three sections, he creates a triangle of lust, righteous indignation, and the tenderest of loves. He's smart enough and savvy enough to respect and to elevate his elders who have inspired him, like Gwendolyn Brooks and Sonia Sanchez. If you enjoy reading poetry, Our Lives Matter may be the next book for you to buy and feed upon to enrich and nourish the soul. If you want the book, it's available from smashwords.com. From Imprisoned Nation, this is Mumia Abu-Jamal. These commentaries are recorded by Noel Hanrahan of Prison Radio.